Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. Shir is sponsored by Shlomo Zalman Weiss, Leilu Nishmas, his father, Rabbi Yisrael Doi ben Yehuda Tzvi, Zechet Zayit Evrocho, whose Yortzad is in Yud Beis Nisan. We're holding in Menachas Daf Ayin Dalit. The Mishnah on Yud Beis tells us, Minchas Koyanim, Minchas Koyanim Mashiach, goes la Mizbeach, ve'ein behem le Koyanim. Koyanim don't get a piece of the Mincha that a Koyan brings. The Ramban in Parashat Tzav, he brings the Rambam in the Moir Nevuchim that explains what's the svara that a Kohen doesn't eat his own mincha. He says like this, how much do you give from the mincha to the Mizbeach? Only a small portion, only the kmitza, only 3 fingers out of the entire mincha. So Bishlama, by regular Yisrael, you give the small piece to the Mizbeach, the rest goes to the Koyanim, so you have your real offering that goes up to Shemaim, either to the Mizbeach or to the Koyanim, that represent also Mishulchan Gavoya. But if a Koyan who brings his own mincha will eat the rest because he's a Koyan, so once you say he can eat it, so he's going to eat his own thing. So it comes out that how much does he give to the Mizbeach to Shemaim? Only 3 fingers, something small. And the rest he himself will eat. So it's kimat, he didn't give anything to the Mizbeach. Kimat, he didn't give anything le gavoya. Meaning, when a person gives a korban, he needs to have some kind of a roishim, some kind of an impression that he did something. But if you give a mincha, you give only 3 fingers to the Mizbeach and the rest to yourself, you don't have here that impression. You don't have here that roishim. So therefore, the din is the kohanim have to give the entire mincha to the Mizbeach. So the Torah, and his pirush in the Torah, brings also this pirush. And he asks, he says, but what about Chatas Oif? Chatas Oif, you give only the sprinkle a little blood on the Mizbeach. And the rest goes to Koyanim. According to what you say in the Rambam, that you have to have more of a Roshim when you give a Korban. How will you explain a Chatas Oif that comes by a Koyan that he takes the rest? So the Sefer Koran Pnei Moshe, who comes to answer many questions on the Ramban, he brings this question and he answers Gevaltik. He says like this. When you bring a chatas ha'if, you have to bring with it another bird. He quotes the Rashi in Krisus that says, "Lehavi prey do achas e efshar shlematzinu b'chol torikul." I can't bring only one bird. You never bring only one bird. It has to be at least 2 birds. So he explains, every time you bring a oif to the Mizbeach, it's always a pair. It's always a cane. A cane is a pair. Either it's 2 oilos or it's a chatas and oilo. So the answer in the Torah is, yes, chatas ha'if, you throw the blood on the Mizbeach and the rest goes to the Kohen. But there's also a part which is the oila that comes with the chatas ha'if, then that's another bird and that goes completely to Hashem. Because they're together, one carbon, you're giving more than half to the Mizbeach. And he connects it to the Biskurov and Hilchos Maaseh HaKorbanos that brings, that the Rambam says, that there's a chiddush, you can bring a prey to achas. What's the chiddush of prey to achas more than 2 prayers? 1 bird more than 2. But you see from here, this yesoid, that a korban of oif is usually 2 birds. There's some exceptions, and that's the chiddush. But usually has to be at least 2 birds. And he adds another nekuda to this, and this is what brought down also in the Sefer Paratus Yosef, that the Ibn Ezra says, when a person brings birds instead of an animal. So when he brings the animal, he brings chatas only. He brings the birds, he has to bring 1 chatas, 1 oilo. Says the Ibn Ezra, why are you bringing now an oilo, something you didn't have when you had the behemoth? Answers the Ibn Ezra, the oilo is connected to the imuri, meaning the fat of the behemoth. So usually when you bring a behemoth, you have a portion which is eaten by the koyanim, and a portion which goes to the mizbeach, which is the imuri, which is the fat. What happens when you bring chatas oif, a bird which is a chatas? Where is the imuri going to the mizbeach? That's the oilo soif. So it comes that clearly the bachatas oif, you need the oilo soif as part of the carbon. It's the same animal, so to speak. 2 birds are connected to 1 animal. So he merely answered very well the question of the tour on the Rambam, why Bechatas Oiv, the Kohen could eat it, because they have a big portion that goes to the Mizbeach. But by a Mincha, there's such a small portion that goes to the Mizbeach, if the Kohen eats it, you don't see, it's not Nikur that he brought an offering. And in the Meshechachma, the also Parashat Tzav, that he says a similar idea, he adds to it, that it doesn't make sense that a person will eat his own Chatas and you have a Kapara. We know that usually Kohanim Oichlim, so the Kohanim have to eat for the Abayim to have a kapara. You want to tell me the person himself will eat his own offering and will have a kapara? And he says, that's by the way the reason they usually bring a chatos. There's many people that eat it. You divide it among the Kohanim. Different than the mincha that goes to 1 Kohen. So therefore, a Kohen can bring his own chatos and will be divided between the Kohanim. He says, that's why Bimea Miluim, there was only Aaron Uvonov, considered to be really 1 Kohen, because there's a father and 2 sons. What did he do with the chatos? They burned it. They didn't eat it. because of the same reason you can't eat your own carpet. We'll just conclude with another explanation that brought down the Shemesh Shmuel, Pasha Tzav, Tafushan Gimel. We mentioned it before, that the Shemesh Shmuel explains that the idea of a Kohen needs Big De Kehuna. Levim don't need their own special begadim called Big De Leviyah. Why is that so? Because different than a Levi, a Kohen, his Gdusha is not only his Neshama, but his Guf as well. He has Gdusha Seguf, that's why he can't have a Mum, because the Guf is part of the Gdusha. His guf is mitzarf to be like more neshamadik. He has a guf and neshama together. So says the Shemesh Shmuel, when you have a kmitza and you have shiraim, the kmitza is connected to the neshama and the shiraim is connected to the guf. That's why the kmitza goes to the mizbeach, like the neshama that connects to Hashem, and the rest goes to for the kohanim to eat, because it's like it's part of the guf. But by kohanim, that their guf is also neshamadik, the guf has also gdusha, so by them, the guf, meaning the shiraim, also goes to the mizbeach. And he explains that's going to be the machlekes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon, do they have kmitza at all? According to Rabbanan, there's no neshama and guf, it's all one big thing, so the whole mincha goes to the mizbeach. But according to Rabbi Shimon, he agrees with the concept, but here he did a chait. So he did a chait, he did show some separation between his neshama and guf. So if you have to do kmitza, now he has tshuva, so now you put both of them back together, because now the neshama and the guf connect together again. So in a little bit of the te'omim and reasons why the mincha of a kohen is not eaten by the kohanim. Anyone who wants to join and sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.